AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Atlanta, two people were killed and a third person seriously injured at a Delta Airlines maintenance facility at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. ABC's Faith Abubi is near the scene.
But just based on the name of the facility where this happened, it appears that there was some sort of maintenance being performed at that facility. And right now, Delta releasing a statement mourning the death, sending condolences to the loved ones of those employees.
The Trump campaign confirming Donald Trump has asked Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard to lead his transition team if he's elected. Trump's running mate J.D. Vance campaigning in Michigan today. Vice President Kamala Harris holds an event in Georgia tomorrow. New Hampshire health officials say an adult resident who tested positive for the mosquito-borne infection Eastern equine encephalitis virus has died. Severe heat alerts stretching across more than a dozen states from the Midwest to the Northeast with triple-digit temperatures locked in all week. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is dealing with the hottest temperatures of the summer, with the heat index above 105 degrees in Milwaukee yesterday. Phil Beer was helping his son move into his dorm at UWM in the morning.
I just was imagining how much more exhausted everybody's going to be later in the day. I felt very fortunate to have it early on.
The National Weather Service has issued excessive heat warnings and advisories for much of Wisconsin throughout the day and into tonight. The Green Party will stay on November ballots in Wisconsin. The state Supreme Court yesterday rejected a request from the Democratic Party to remove Jill Stein for president. Democrats said the Green Party doesn't qualify to be on the ballot. The Wisconsin Elections Commission rejected the complaint, and Democrats appealed to the Supreme Court. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. In a story we've been following, we now know why the Reedsburg varsity football team canceled the first two games of the season. It has to do with harassment of Amish people in the community. Sauk County Sheriff Chip Meister released a statement saying his office was doing extra patrols after learning someone was targeting the Amish in Sauk County. They ended up finding a car in question out and about in the area with nine minors inside. All of them were cited for disorderly conduct. According to Wisconsin Public Radio, the teens vandalized barns, homes, and a school. One woman told WPR she went to speak with some of the victims and they were kind and forgiving. She's now holding a benefit to raise money for the Amish community so they can fix the damage. Meanwhile, the principal of Reedsburg High School says she's devastated that so many student athletes will miss out on playing, but says this is a learning experience. According to WPR's reporting, it's unclear whether the teens will face any additional consequences. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Packers add a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers traded for Malik Willis, a third-year quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. In return, the Titans get a seventh-round draft pick next year. Willis on mastering the progressions when learning a new NFL playbook in Green Bay.
You know, progressions are a part of quarterback play wherever you're at, so I just felt like you get to different ones at this level, and you with a new team and new people, so you just got to get used to it.
College football, the Badgers getting ready for their first game of the season Friday when they host Western Michigan. Luke Fickell on what they know about the Broncos.
We know as little as we ever have known, right? I mean, they got a new offensive coordinator, they got a new defensive coordinator, and they got a new special teams coordinator. So what do you know, right? Obviously, the head coach is an offensive guy. What the head coach has done, or is it more of the Walt Bell? And, you know, are they going to be the Louisiana Lafayette where the defensive coordinator came from? I mean, so there's a lot of unknowns. You know, even with transfers and things like that, there's still a lot of unknowns.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
An excessive heat warning remains in effect as high temperatures today tap the low 90s, and it really will feel more like 105 degrees. We've got chances for strong to severe storms to strike tonight, packing the potential of high, damaging wind gusts, hail, and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 87 degrees.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never-long-enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
On our next show, despite the grueling heat, we'll be here talking to Mike McCabe from Substack.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday, August 27th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, although a bit of a warm one as well, Mr. Zommers. Welcome into the program. We appreciate having you all here. As frequent listeners to this program know, Mr. Zommers is nothing but uncomfortable in heat and humidity.
So I hope
you're staying cool today, Mr. Zommers. No plans to be outside.
Correct. Yeah. Yesterday, some of my friends live in what is going to be their parents' retirement home, which has a pool outside. And they're like, hey, anybody want to come over and take a dip? Yeah, we take advantage of it frequently.
What's going to be their retirement home? I like that phrase, but go ahead.
Well, they're not retired yet, they had a deal that was too good to pass up. On the house, I guess. I don't really know. All I know is there's a nice house that they're currently living in, and so we get to go over there and hang out and use their pool sometimes. So they're like, hey, you want to beat the heat and take a dip in the pool? Mm-hmm. My response was, I will be beating the heat using the divine gift of capital A air, capital C conditioning. No thanks.
In the old, you can't even survive being next to a pool this time of year. You know what it is? It's the dog days of summer, Mr. Zommers. That's what it is.
It sure is.
It's the dog days of summer.
You know, that means we don't have a lot of time left to use this.
Sex in the summer.
You're absolutely right. We don't. There's not much summer left. I mean, coming up here this weekend is the official close of summer, you know, on Labor Day weekend. So, yes, not a lot of time for sex in the summer. If you want to have sex in the summer, I guess. Here's what I can tell you, though, on a serious note. Some actual strong weather passing through parts of Wisconsin today. As a matter of fact, if we zoom in onto the radar here, perhaps some of our listeners up in Columbus, just northeast of Madison, some heavy storms just went through here. And we can tell you as we come on the air here, some watches and warnings for you. First of all, let's go to the warnings. We have a severe thunderstorm warning right now in effect until 12:45 this afternoon. And if we can open this up here so Todd can read it, the severe thunderstorm warning is for Ozaukee County on southeastern Wisconsin, also Milwaukee County. So in particular, our listeners on WAUK in Waukesha County in southeastern Wisconsin, and Washington County as well, northeastern Jefferson County in southeastern Dodge. At 11:58 this morning, or just about 10 minutes ago, Severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Random Lake to near Slinger to 8 miles east of Jefferson, moving southeast at 35 miles per hour. There have been 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts associated with this storm, also penny-size hail. This is a radar-indicated storm. Expect some roofs to be affected, siding, and trees uprooted, or at least limbs possibly with this as well. So, again, this is for particularly southeast counties in our listening area down in the Waukesha County area on WAUK. So if we zoom into radar right now, which I'm doing for you, it's a strong line of storm. It's not too far from where Mr. Zomers is from originally, from just kind of south of Manitowoc and a little bit further south of Sheboygan. Really, it starts getting heavy around just west of Port Washington and then extending all the way down back to almost Whitewater. So that there's a whole line of storms there in southeast Wisconsin. This is a strong line. Many of them, as we say, are severe. The severe thunderstorm warning in effect for listeners of WAUK until about 12:45 this afternoon. There's also a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 4 p.m. for a large part of our listening area. Think of, probably, just kind of south of Fond du Lac. So perhaps some of our WISS listeners out of Oshkosh are affected of that. And then draw a line right over to Port Washington and then go again, just kind of between Fond du Lac and Beaver Dam down to just north of Stoughton, quite frankly. And so the southeast corner of Dane County, and then all the way over to Oak Creek area. So a large portion of southeast Wisconsin affected of that. Also, there is a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 4 p.m. for our listeners, say, down in the Janesville area, and Beloit in Rock County, Evansville included in that as well. And then right across the Wisconsin-Illinois border, the town of Burlington, then over to our listeners on WRJN in Racine and Kenosha. So keep an eye to the sky. Keep it right here on Civic Media or your favorite weather source, and we will let you know what is happening. There is also some heavier storms up in southern Door County right now, although there are no severe thunderstorm watches or warnings for Door County or the Green Bay area. Our listeners on WGBW. Most of the action looks like it is going to be in southeast Wisconsin and, again, kind of along the Wisconsin-Illinois border, south of Janesville over to Lake Michigan. So be aware of that. Again, some of these storms may contain high winds and pea-sized hail. For the rest of Wisconsin, several heat advisories and heat warnings and alerts out. Some of the heat indexes, that's what is kind of the opposite of wind chill. When you have a heat indexy, it's the actual temperature, which is going to be in the 90s, and then you put the humidity on top of it. Instead of wind chill, you put the humidity, and that makes it feel like well into the 100s today over much of Wisconsin. 107, it feels like. 110, it feels like in many parts of southern Wisconsin. So stay inside if you can in air condition. If you have elderly people or people with health conditions, check on them today. And a great reminder to simply drink lots of liquids, in particular water, on a day like today. So we like to make fun of it, dog days of summer, but there's also a serious side to this. And we like to, of course, bring you that as well, Mr. Zomers. Try to keep people alert and just stay safe on days like this, right?
Absolutely. And look out for each other.
Yes. Yeah, that's as Tim Walz likes to say, check on your neighbor. just be a good neighbor. Lots going on today on the show. Coming up here at the bottom of the hour, we are going to have Mr. Luke Mathers, Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. He's going to be talking a little bit about some practical on-the-ground election experience, what's happening out there in the beautiful town of Sun Prairie, where, of course, they have the big Sweet Corn Festival every year out in Sun Prairie. So Luke's going to be talking about... People knocking on his door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Is that what's grinding his gears this week?
I'm not sure if it's grinding his gears, but he's going to talk about it and give us... And I think it's great to check in what's happening on the streets politically in Wisconsin. Also, we're going to talk a little bit of sports with Lukester as well, talk Brewers. And, of course, as we've been saying, Wisconsin Badgers get underway the football season this Friday. Not Saturday, Friday evening against Western Michigan at Camp Randall, and then the Packers a week later on a Friday from Brazil. So it's football season once again.
I'll be going to the game this Friday, actually.
To the Badger game?
Yep.
I think it's going to cool down a little bit by then.
I hope so. Otherwise, I might not go.
I think it's going to be a little bit cooler. So lots of news to get to. Talking a little bit about Trumpster being out there in Arlington National Cemetery and asking the question, how the hell was Trump allowed to use Arlington National Cemetery as a campaign prop? Talk a little bit about that. Several Republicans, more than 200 in the Bush, McCain, and Romney camps, are now endorsing Kamala Harris for president and criticizing Donald J. Trump. And J.D. Vance says that his childless cat lady dig was, quote, not at the top of his regrets. Not at the top. I wonder what else he's done. He's a bigger regret. I'm not sure. So we're going to talk about all of that. But first of all, I want to talk about debates, presidential debates. And not sure if you've heard about this or seen about it the last 24 hours or so. Of course, there is a debate set that Trump had agreed to coming up on September 10th with then President Biden and now Vice President Harris for ABC. And it's confirmed by both sides. And now in the last 24 hours, Donald Trump has said, maybe not so much. He's not so sure anymore that he actually wants to debate. Trying to say that the rules changed and on, all this sort of thing. Now, apparently, pardon me, I got something in my throat today. I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah, I heard you hacking out a lung earlier.
I'm thinking about doing this on the show today. I went in for my general physical, annual physical, and they did a battery of tests. I had everything poked and prodded and tested. And last night I got back my test results. And I have to say, I'm fairly proud. For a 54-year-old man, I'm in pretty darn good physical condition. So I thought about going through these test results on the air. My cholesterol is still in the normal range, but it's on the higher end of the normal range. But everything else, my blood glucose, I don't have any diabetes. I'm fairly healthy.
I'm glad to hear that, Todd. That's good.
But I don't know what, I'm not sure what's going on. It may be fall allergies starting. But anyway,
probably.
But anyway, back to the more important things at hand here, these debates. So here's what happened. Last debate, of course, apparently it was the Biden people who in the first debate said we want the microphone shut off after our time is done, basically so Trump couldn't interrupt Biden. And Trump acquiesced and said, okay, fine. Well, now apparently the Harris people said, no, we want to actually leave him open, with the thinking that Trump can't control himself and that's going to make Harris look good. So Trump at first was like, well, I don't know. And then he was caught on tape yesterday saying, you know what, fine, if she wants to leave the mics open, that's fine, I don't care. But still, Trump keeps equivocating. Not only that, he's going back and forth on whether or not, because he seems to be a little chicken. So the Harris campaign is prodding him and goading him, and I love this. I just love this kind of stuff. This is what the Harris campaign released trying to get Donald Trump to a debate stage.
But because they already know everything.
They say, oh, Trump's, you know, not doing the debate. That's the same thing they say now. I mean, right now I say, why should I do a debate? I'm leading in the polls. And everybody knows her, everybody knows me.
But when I looked at the hostility of that, I said, why am I doing it? Let's do it with another network.
I love everything about that, especially the chicken sounds.
Oh, absolutely.
because these are real comments of him being you know, kind of going back and forth, equivocating. Oh, I'm not so sure, you know, I'm leading in the polls. Why should I do that? And just, you know, the subtle chickens. And by the way, I'm in love with chicken sounds. It sends the message. And she tweets that out and says, what's the matter, Donald? Are you chicken to debate? Back after this on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you harassed
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 past the hour of 12 noon. Perhaps this is what they'll play when Trump shows up in La Crosse this week to enter, the Wisconsin way, right? The Wisconsin...
The fun polka, yeah.
Yes, the Wisconsin way, better known as the chicken dance. Nicely done, Mr. Zommers. Welcome back to the show, 20 after the hour of 12 noon. Town Hall Ball on Civic Media with Mr. Zommers on the board. Talking before the break that Trump is trying to chicken out of these debates. We'll see if he shows up on September 10th. We'll be there by that. Well, not there. We're going to be here covering the debate live. Mr. Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor and friend of the show on Facebook, says, "I take it you aced the cognitive test, Todd." I was bragging about the fact that I have my annual physical and most of my, what do they call it, metabolic panel test or whatever. It came back pretty well. Pretty proud of myself. They did not give me a cognitive test. Perhaps they should have. Bear, plant, tree.
Just point things and say what they are. Right. That's it.
I don't know. But they've released me on my own recognizance and said, go have fun. So here we are. By the way, good thing it's Tuesday Tangents with Luke, because I'm on a lot of tangents today. Speaking of Jeff Perry, Jeff, if you're still listening, we got to try to get Jeff on the show and his dad, Rod, because we're going to do a show coming up here in next month, in October, actually. I believe it's October 11th. We're going to be in Richland Center doing the show at the old station there, WRCO, which is now part of Civic Media, because it'll be the 75th anniversary of WRCO Radio. How about that? 75 years of great local broadcasting in Southwest Wisconsin. So, Jeff, we want to have you join the show and your dad, and we're going to see a bunch of other WRCO alums. So we'll be in the RC celebrating the 75th anniversary of WRCO on Friday, October 11th. Should be a good time had by all, as Ken Lewis is fond of saying. A couple of breaking news stories here for you from Channel3000.com and Scott Bauer at the Associated Press. Wisconsin Supreme Court refuses to hear case seeking to revive a recall of Republican Assembly Speaker Voss. According to the Associated Press, the effort to salvage an attempt to recall Republican Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss from office suffered another legal defeat today. The Wisconsin Supreme Court, without comment, refused to hear an appeal of a lower court's ruling rejecting an attempt to revive the recall effort, which was led by supporters of former President Donald Trump. That means if the case is to proceed, it first must be heard by a state appeals court. So there you go. I mean, this is basically a nothing story, quite honestly. This thing had no chance of ever happening. I'm not somebody that believes in recalls as an election tool. In my opinion, recalls should have the same bar as impeachment. It should be for high crimes and misdemeanors. So it's not a surprise, nor is it unexpected. Supreme Court says no go on the recall election for Voss. And by the way, if you don't like Voss, you have a chance to actually vote him out in November. So, I mean, what's the purpose? I mean, to have a recall at this point is a waste of taxpayer money. It's a waste of people's time. It's a basically, I wanted to let you know what was going on, but it's a nothing story. Just vote in November.
And all the people fighting to do it, think of how much they could be doing for you, the constituents.
Right.
And instead, they're just mumbling around doing nothing.
Exactly. Also, we have some exciting news to share with you, Mr. Zommers. Let's look here at the old dashboard here, and can tell you that Civic Media proud to announce today. Dial it up. Here we go. Dan Schaefer, the Recombobulation Area's founder.
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man.
Milwaukee's best.
It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Hey, man, what about Milwaukee, man?
It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition.
I think God would want us to go to Milwaukee.
And it lies between the pit of a man's fears and the summit of his knowledge.
What do you think about Milwaukee?
This is the dimension of imagination. You are now entering the Recombobulation Area.
Now, wouldn't it be fantastic if we had Dan Schaefer here in the studio with us or on the phone?
We should have contacted him, but
we're never that organized around here. But,
well, to be fair, I didn't know about this until right before the show.
Right, it's literally hot breaking news from our own company. Hot breaking news. Dan Schaefer, our good friend Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area, the founder and veteran Milwaukee journalist, is what? This can't be true. This guy's too good to be joining a rig like this. But apparently it's true. Dan Schaefer is joining Civic Media as political editor. Dan will continue to edit and write for the popular Wisconsin and Milwaukee political news publication while also helping shape and voice Civic Media's political coverage. Civic Media is pleased to announce the addition of the Recombobulation Area and its growing Wisconsin Media Network, the first non-radio acquisition since its founding in 2022. So how about that? You got Dan Schaefer on board. Well, now we got something. Now we've got something. You understand?
I, for one, am excited.
I'm very excited about this. There were rumblings. There were people, as Trump says, many people were saying, but now it's confirmed. So welcome, Dan Schaefer. We think the world of you. You're a great political mind. You're a great journalist, and also just an all-around great guy. And so I, for one, am happy. This is a great hire, in my opinion, and it makes Civic Media a better network. So welcome, Dan Schaefer, to Civic Media. And let me tell you one thing. Civic Media needs a lot of recombobulation. So we can need all the help to recombobulate. So we're looking forward to Dan Schaefer. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. L.A. Tom has been waiting to talk about the debate moderators. L.A. Tom, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for a reporter somewhere to ask Donald Trump, or just to say, you know, I'm waiting for a reporter to say, I don't care about your opinion, Donald.
Right.
Because every time he talks, he's always giving opinion, never answering questions, but giving opinion. And I really would love to see if we have any reporter out there with the stones that would just stop him and say, Donald, you know what? I really don't care about your opinion of the other people or anybody. I really care about the question I am asking you. Right. I really would love to see that.
I really appreciate the call, L.A. Tom. I heard Greg Bach and our friend Pat Kreitlow talking about this morning on Jay Matt-Nair's show, Matt-Nair on Air. And Pat Kreitlow pointed out it was, you know, back in the day, you had reporters like Sam Donaldson and others who really would challenge a president. And I think there are some out there, but we don't see them as often. I also think editors in TV stations and cable news networks, they don't often take those cuts that reporters give them because that's not the narrative that they want out there. Not everybody, but some do that. But I think it's a great point, and we'll see what the moderators do coming up on ABC. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Mark in Prairie du Sac. Mark, only about a minute, 30 seconds left. Do you want to hold through the break, or you want to get it out now?
I can hold through the break.
All right, sounds good, Mark. Give us a few minutes here. We're going to step away. A little weather update for you. News, some agricultural market updates with Midwest Farm Report, Pam Yonke, and some polka eat. And when we come back, Luke Mathers, what's grinding his gears? Don't go anywhere. It's the Tottenham Ball Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media, the Radio Network.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Pork's had ample supply over the last few months, and it is showing in the market. I'm Ben Jarb with the Midwest Farm Report, and Jeff Swenson, a livestock and meat specialist with the state, shares what he has been seeing in the pork market as of late.
We are seeing higher supply. So, and most of that goes back to efficiency. Our pork producers in the nation are keeping more pigs alive per litter. So efficiency is way up. And the weights seem to have backed down a little bit. They were running higher than they were than a year ago, but they have backed off a little bit now. And those wholesale prices seem to be hanging in. We did see some lower ham and belly primal prices last week, but for the most part, our pork cutout has maintained that $95 to $100 per hundredweight, and that's helpful to the market.
Jeff Swenson telling us what the pork market has been looking like recently. And I'm Ben Jarba with the Midwest Farm Report, and your midday markets are coming up right after this.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production.
So they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
Are crumbling roads making your job difficult? The Agricultural Road Improvement Program is a resource that can help. Applications are now open and will close on September 30th. Help your local town or county apply for this valuable investment in local roadways by filling out the Farmer Support Form, now available at WFBF.com. Wisconsin Farm Bureau, the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and remember to follow along with us on all things agriculture by downloading our app, The Farm. You can download it on our website at thefarmwi.com, or you can find it on your app store. Now for the midday markets from Chicago. September corn contracts are trading at 366.5, up 4.5. December corn contracts are trading at 391.75, up 5.25. September soybeans are trading at 966.25, up 6.5. November soybeans are trading at 985.75, up 5. September wheat is trading at 508.5, up 10.5. Class 3 milk contracts for September are trading at 22.75 a hundredweight, up 21 cents. And class 3 milk contracts for October are trading at 23.30 a hundredweight, up 25 cents. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
An excessive heat warning remains in effect as high temperatures today tap the low 90s, and it really will feel more like 105 degrees. We've got chances for strong to severe storms to strike tonight, packing the potential of high, damaging wind gusts, hail, and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 83 degrees.
Looking for a roundup of today's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WMDX website at mad.radio. Your news, just for the Madison area. I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News.
The John and Gordy Show.
You've seen the Barbie movie, so that's the original. Did you know that Johnny Cash also had a version?
I'm a Barbie girl.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Crude and Dom.
Join us as the Devils reunite. Crudy is excited because he's been credentialed for the Donald Trump Town Hall in the Cross coming up on Thursday. Be here for the greatest radio show ever.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
Problems and Solutions with Luke Matters here on a Tuesday afternoon, the 27th of August, 2024. No, it's the All Ball Show on Civic Media, 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. But we were just thinking, you're probably too young to remember, but on WIBA here in Madison, AM 1310, for years and years on Saturday mornings, I forget who hosts, maybe Sean Preble, I'm not sure, back in the day, there was a great show called Ask Your Neighbor. And what it was, and he had a hard binder over the years that he curated, and people would call in and say, you know, oh, my husband spilled a glass of wine on the carpet. How do I get it out? And it was like, well, you know, take 3 ounces of baking soda and 1 ounce of vinegar, and then let that, and then stuff like that. Practical things. Ask your neighbor how to fix things. And it was fantastic. It was riveting radio. I'm not joking about that.
I don't doubt that you are.
You could bring it back.
I don't know if I could bring it back.
Ask Luke.
Ask Jeeves and Google and all of those different search
engines. But that's not as much fun.
I understand.
I think you're a Renaissance type of man. You know a lot of things, Luke. You could help people solve
their problems. A little bit about a couple, two, three things. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Before we get to Luke's tour, a quick update here on the weather, particularly for our listeners on WAUK in Waukesha. Perhaps some of our listeners on WMDX in Madison and Mahura heading southeast. Right now, there are a line of severe thunderstorms that go from just about the Janesville area and then head northeast just about to the Sheboygan area. These are moving southeast at around 35 to 40 miles per hour. There have been up to 60 mile per hour wind gusts and penny-sized hail associated with these storms. Expect roof damage, possibly some uprooting of trees as well. Right now, we can tell you there are two severe thunderstorm warnings. One in effect, let me just double check this here, make sure I get the right information for you. So the first one in effect until 12:45, so about 10 minutes left in that one, and that is the one that the storm between Janesville and Fort Atkinson, and that is moving southeast right now. Some of the places potentially in the path will be Burlington here in about a half hour to 45 minutes. The other severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 12:45 as well, and that encompasses much of the Waukesha area, Oconomowoc. There are a line of severe thunderstorms right now from Oconomowoc, a strong line all the way up to Sheboygan right now, and those are again moving southeast around 40-45 miles per hour. And so if you're in the Waukesha area, Mequon area, certainly in the city of Milwaukee proper, be prepared and seek shelter, as some of these it looks like they're moving through fairly quickly and not a lot on the back side of the storm. That might be the good thing here as we look and pull out at the rest of Wisconsin. Again, a few strong storms in southern Door County just east of Green Bay. Those are not severe at this time. We don't have any other watches or warnings other than heat watches or warnings, Luke. Take care of each other today. It is hot.
Yeah. Drink a lot of water. Don't go outside as little as you can, just because it is sweltering.
Yeah.
It's a hot one.
And I think there's some concern from the weather folks that, like right now in Madison, as we look out high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, some of these clouds have parted, and now you're getting that sunshine, mm-hmm. and this is when you get that buildup of the heat bubble, and when this front passes through later today, could set off another round of severe weather.
Yeah, and so you want to stay tuned to Civic Media the entire time. Our team with Severe Studios keeping an eye on it as well, so don't change that radio dial.
All right, very good. 12:38, going to get to Lukester in a second, but Mark from Prairie to Sac has been waiting patiently. Mark, we were talking a little bit about the potential debates. Donald Trump, appears to be trying to chicken out. What did you want to talk, comment on that? Have something else for us.
Yeah, well, it's just horrible that Trump will, it's to be expected for Donald Trump to pull this kind of nonsense. You know, the high drama, he's just a little prima donna that has to be the center of attention and pout and moan and squeal and the whole time, and that and who knows what he's going to get away with. That it is just but let's, you know, that that Donald Trump was part and parcel of the fake electors thing here in Wisconsin. I know that's an issue I've talked about before many times. Mm-hmm. And that and he was the head of the conspiracy. And I mean that's the point people need to drive home, that each and every one of these Republicans, that any one of them, that do not condemn what happened on January 6th and all the little shenanigans that went on prior to that was meant to assist the January 6th insurrection, which the fake electors thing was part and parcel of, should be condemned. I mean, just call them out and say, unless you can condemn that without qualification, you have no business in public office, period. Pure and simple. I know I said that before, but I plan on confronting our local elections that mm-hmm. the Republicans are running for office here. That I'm going to say, unless you can condemn that, how dare you run for office? Because that's a violation of the Constitution.
Yeah.
Pure and simple. The consequences are not there, but because of the way the Constitution is set up, I looked it up this morning, that apparently it was aimed at punishing states for mm-hmm. pulling nonsense, not individual parties within the state that are trying to game the system.
Yeah.
And that might be a flaw. A law needs to be established. You do that kind of thing, you should lose something. I mean, that, you know, Scott Fitzgerald was part of this. He helped arrange the rooms for the fake electors to meet. He should have paid the price for that, and he has not.
Thanks, Mark. Really appreciate the call. Luke, I think Mark brings up, I think he does bring up a great point here. And we've talked about this with Trigvy and others on this show. It's not just Donald Trump doesn't get his power just from himself, right? It's all the people that enable him, like these other fellow Republican / mega elected officials. And I think Mark brings up a good point, as hopefully some of these people do hold town halls or debates or out in parades or fairs or whatnot. Just ask them as a voter, as one of their constituents. I mean, do you believe the 2020 election was free and fair? And do you stand by a peaceful transfer of power?
Yeah, it's one of those things, the quote, I forget exactly who said it, and I know it was in the window in between the 2020 election and the events that led up to January 6th, but there was a sentiment in the elected Republican officials at the time saying, what's the worst that could happen? Why don't we just humor this guy, as he's clearly going to be gone by January 20th. What's the worst that can happen? And we've seen on full display the denial and the integrity that we've lost in our election system, because so many different Republican elected officials and conservative pundits have said and gone along with these lies that the election was stolen from the former president. And so it is, we see what the worst that could happen, like January 6th, like right. That, and that's the worst that experience. Like,
so
thankfully,
far.
Right. Our law enforcement was able to eventually tamper down on that. The elected officials, members of Congress that were evacuated from the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Thankfully, no elected officials were caught and hung as that crowd chanted for the hanging of the former president's running mate. Like, it is extremely baffling, and yes, we haven't seen those consequences yet. There's a number of court cases. The legal system is doing what the legal system is supposed to do in giving these individuals the process of justice. Mm-hmm. It's taking a very long time. Unfortunately, like, we've seen the individuals that want to see these delay tactics happen successfully delay trials and investigations into the January 6th attacks and the everything that occurred since the stealing of since the remarks that the election was stolen from Election Day in 2020, before Election Day in 2020, leading up throughout the election and then there to January 6th. We're still seeing it now, where we have some elected Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin, Todd, that are applauding local municipalities saying, we're not going to use drop boxes. Even though there's been some constitutionality, like, yes, they were fine. It was authorized unanimously by the Wisconsin Elections Commission until Donald Trump lost. And then it became, oh, well, there has to be a boogeyman. So then conservative individuals took it before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. A then 4-3 court said, yeah, you can't use these anymore because they're not specifically outlined in state law. But then it goes back to the court with a new 4-3 more liberal leading majority. And they say, no, it's an option for individuals to drop off their absentee ballots. And now you see these conservative municipalities are saying, we're not going to use them because there's election fraud there. Right. And then you ask people, well, where's the opportunity for election fraud? And it's crickets.
Right. And you bring up the great point that for all the bantering and hoopla, nobody could actually bring concrete evidence.
No,
and I go back to 2011 when I was witness to Senate Republicans doing intentional bills to suppress the vote. And fast forward to 2016, I asked Glenn Grothman, to his face, he denied it, now a congressman, then state senator. I said, Glenn, you keep saying there's all these fake electors. You know, where's the proof? Where's the proof? And his response to me was, quote, well, we think it's happening, unquote. So again, to your point that Republicans either like to pass legislation, enact legislation, or put charges out there, but none of this is founded in fact. And we had a caller yesterday, and I know it represents a lot of folks who get scared, who get rightly concerned, thinking, is the election going to be stolen? And ask, what can I do? Mm-hmm. And I said, first and foremost, vote. Make sure you're registered and vote. Make sure your friends and family are registered and vote. And to your point, thankfully that the State Election Commission is in charge of our elections and certifying this. And Megan Wolf has literally, the head of it, has won awards mm-hmm. for how well it's run.
Yes, one of the nonpartisan entities have awarded her awards for how well Wisconsin's elections are administered.
Right.
And so when you see things like that, elected officials praising the fact that these municipalities are going to not use absentee ballot drop boxes, it's disheartening because those are methods for people to be able to utilize their and to exercise their right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's all it is.
And what's so interesting and ironic, I guess, growing up in a rural area, it might actually be more helpful in rural areas because, like, where my family farm was in Bloom Township, our clerk is a part-time or was a part-time person who had a full-time job. So if you wanted to vote absentee other than mail, you had to schedule a time to go over and do it in her kitchen. How cool would it be to have a drop box at the town hall where you could just go and drop that off? I mean, it's helping rural voters as much, if not more, than urban voters in places like Madison or Milwaukee. And you've got a state party chairman on the Republican side like Brian Schimming, who's actually, and I support this, saying, hey, vote early, get your vote in, you know. But his own party base follows Trump and doesn't want to do it.
Yeah. I mean, the act of voting should be apolitical. It should be an apolitical 100%. Act, giving every individual that has the ability to vote the access and the easiness. You have to make it easy for folks. It is a civic obligation, but it is so important and so critical for as many Wisconsinites and U.S. citizens to vote in every single election that they possibly can,
right?
And but engage their civic duty.
Mr. Zomers, do you have that cut from Laura Trump by chance? It fits in well here. This is what Laura Trump had to say, the co-chairman of the Republican Party, about citizens voting.
So whether you're talking about ensuring that illegals are clean off the voter rolls, they can't register to vote in certain states, or generally sending out the message, Maria, that if you're a person who is attempting to cheat in our elections or an illegal citizen attempting to illegally vote in our elections, we will find you, we'll track you down, and we'll prosecute you to the full extent of the law. We're watching everything, we're filing lawsuits when necessary, and we're making sure we have people everywhere votes are being cast and counted to have eyes on everything.
So that's a great example, Luke Mathers, of what you just brought up. That is Laura Trump, co-chair of the Republican Party, Donald Trump's daughter-in-law, talking, using the phrase, quote, illegal citizens, unquote. I might have been born on a weekend, but it wasn't last weekend. If you are not a citizen, you cannot vote. There is no such thing as quote unquote illegal citizens. You are either a citizen or you're not. Yes. You're either a person with documentation here in the United States or you're not.
Yeah. And so you ask those logistics of how any individual believes that there could be widespread voter fraud in any illegal citizens voting or absentee ballot drop boxes being stuffed with ballots. And you say, OK, well, how would that happen? Mm-hmm. And then there's nothing.
Right.
There's no anything else other than, oh, well, as
Glenn said
yeah.
we think it's happening, we feel it
right.
A lot of people are saying
it's the vibes.
Glenn thinks
people
a lot of people are saying. People are saying,
and people are saying is not a good reason to try to disenfranchise voters from being able to easily and excessively vote, especially through absentee ballot drop boxes.
I always come back to, look at the people at your polling place. They're probably your friends mm-hmm. and neighbors. Mm-hmm. Do you really think that they're trying to steal your vote? That's the way it is all over the state of Wisconsin. Back with Luke Matherins on the other side. Find out what's grinding his gears and who's knock, knock, knocking on Lukester's door after this on Civic Media.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894 making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later, leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Hey, 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 yeah.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Welcome back. The Tom Ball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. One of the great songs growing up, Knock, Knock, Knock on Heaven's Door. That was from a, what was that movie? Mr. Zomers, help me out. It was an 80s movie, I believe, starring the blonde-haired dude who was super hot at the time. Christopher Atkins, I think. Yeah. And it came out the same time as Yentl. Starring Barbara Streisand, and Gene Shalit on the Today Show reviewed both the movies at the same time, and he said, go to Yentl because it's much more heavenly. How is that for obscure references?
80s movies references are not my, that's not my area of expertise.
I'm not familiar with this movie. I know
I'm old.
And if I try to look it up, there is a movie called Knocking on Heaven's Door, so I can't really
find it. By the way, for our listeners down in WAUK and Waukesha in particular, those severe thunderstorm warnings that had been out there expired about 5 minutes ago, those have been let to expire. Still expect some strong storms in southeast Wisconsin as you go through your afternoon here, so be aware of that. Also, all kinds of heat advisories basically draw a line for listeners that in La Crosse over to Wausau to Green Bay and or to Oshkosh, rather, let's put it that way. Everything south of that line has either a heat advisory or a heat warning in effect. Several of those going into later tonight, particularly for southeast Wisconsin in the Waukesha area. Heat excessive heat warning until 7 p.m. tonight. So again, just be advised to use caution. Keep it tuned here. There may be some more severe, another round of severe weather later on tonight. 855-752-4842. Luke Matherins is here with us on a Tuesday Tangent with Lukester. But first, we've got Troy out in beautiful Mount Horeb. Troy, what do you got for us?
So I work the polls in Mount Horeb. And August at the primary, an old guy comes in and he hands me his ID and he says, you're doing this so none of those illegals can vote, right? And I didn't even want to answer him, but they I can't say anything.
Right.
So I just said yes and handed him back his ID and he went along. But I mean, it was just awful how he said it.
Well, and I think you bring up an important point, Troy. As a poll worker, you are trained, as are all poll workers in Wisconsin. You can't engage in back and forth banter that would be in any shape, way, or form is seen as partisan or political, correct?
No, not at all. And right. So, like I said, and I didn't even want to say that, but I just said yes and handed him back his ID. And,
just to move on.
Just know, it's the law. Like it's, yeah.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
No,
get out of there.
I think, and just take maybe a minute here, Troy. Explain how much training you go through as a poll worker every time, and what goes into this. You don't just show up and sit there, right?
No, there's training on every booth. I don't know, station, that's a better word. Mm-hmm. Every station of the voting process, there's different trainings that our clerk has for us, and we show up and we go through the training. I'm a floater, so I've had to go through them all.
Mm-hmm.
And so I float around when it's time to give people breaks or they want to go to the bathroom, or if they run behind, then I sit in and help them.
Right.
So I've had to learn all the stations. But, yeah, there's hours of training.
Well, thanks, Troy. Thanks for the call, but also thank you and all the poll workers across the state of Wisconsin. My mom did it for years as a retired teacher, and people do not get paid a bunch of money for this. It's a small stipend. It's truly a public service. So thanks to Troy and all of our poll workers, Luster. Where do you want to go? Grind in some gears? You want to talk about who's knocking on your door?
That's kind of what was. Well, it's not grinding my gear, but it is kind of.
It's on your mind.
It raised an eyebrow for me, Ty.
It raised an eyebrow.
I'm a little surprised, and I don't know exactly how this has happened or not, because I think I have a friend, or I thought was a friend, that may have signed me up for Trump campaign text messages.
Mm.
So I've been getting a lot of
with friends like that.
I don't know who did it. I have got a suspicion though, but it was, I think, meant to be a practical joke, but. It's relatively easy to hit stop, but once that info is out there, we've been surprisingly canvassed. I don't know exactly how it all plays out. I know some of the inner workings of kind of going door to door, cutting turf, doing stuff like that. I've organized. I've spent plenty of time on the doors, so I know some of the details. I just don't know how necessarily big the funnel for some other organizations are. And so surprisingly here in Dane County, I don't know if this has been an experience for other individuals. It seems like Republicans may be trying to get out the base here because...
In Dane County.
In Dane County. I think they're trying... Most of the time you see them run up their numbers in the wild counties or the rural areas. I think the Republican Party of Wisconsin or some of the affiliate groups they work with realize they can't lose Dane County as bad as they've been losing Dane County recently. Because boy, oh boy, like I went to Sun Prairie's Corn Fest a couple weekends back.
Fantastic fest.
The Republican Party of Dane County's booth was out in full force handing out signs. They were trying to get as many people through that booth as possible. There were booths for the other. There was a Libertarian booth, a Democratic Dane Dems booth as well. But the Republican Party of Dane County was really working hard. And I've seen a lot of canvassers come to our door as well, trying, I think, to not lose Dane County as badly as the conservative and Republican candidates have been losing here of late, Todd. So just really eyebrow raising.
No, and you know, Brian Schimming, state party chair for the Republican side, has said this was one of his goals, that he knew the numbers. I mean, whether or not you disagree or agree with him, he's a smart political guy. He knows numbers, and he said it just that. He said, we can't afford to lose Dane County by 78-80% and still win the state. And so they're targeting Dane County and parts of Milwaukee County to lessen the loss and to tighten things up. So I think it's something to come. I talked to a Democratic state senator, a majority leader, Tim Cullen, this week. He's going to be on the show in a couple of weeks. He said he was at the Rock County Fair, and he's been going, he said, for 40 years. And he said the interaction of young people, and particularly young women, girls in some cases, that came to the fair, all they wanted was a Kamala Harris sign. And they didn't, even though there was Tammy stuff there, he said it was just interesting that they were there for a Harris sign.
Yeah, and I can believe that. It's going to be very interesting to see. The demographics of the state of Wisconsin have been changing. Dane County is rapidly the fastest growing county. Mm-hmm. And so it's 2024 is going to be a fascinating election to see. And it's a very exciting time to add a political editor here at Civic Media, Dan Schaefer.
You read my mind. I mean, literally, this guy knows me so well. I was going to say, and how about Dan Schaefer coming on board the news today? He is going to be in here recombobulating this place, and by golly, we need it.
We're looking forward to it. We can't wait. Excited to have Dan on the team.
Always exciting to have Luke Mathers here. Thank you, my friend. It's Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. We'll be back with hour number two. Find out why J.D. Vance says he does not regret saying childless cat ladies. Hour two is straight ahead in Civic Media.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Maggie Dawn.
The dozen Republican White House lawyers who served in the administrations of Presidents Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush just endorsed Kamala Harris?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think he's right. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.